Bridge FM with Keith Maddox and Sheila Tomac, and we're joined by a special guest in the studio today, Kate Michelle. Kate, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you are back and hope you're having a good morning so far.
Very good. Very hot.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, it is. It's like, so the weather didn't maybe change much from when you were in Haiti for the 75th anniversary of 4VEH.
That's
right.
Right now in Columbus, it feels very much like Haiti. Hot and humid.
Wow.
Hot and humid, yeah. Yeah, this is warm, and I'm thinking, like, this is early summer. What's it going to feel like later on in the summer when it's actually hot?
Well, you know? August in Haiti is a challenge.
Oh, I can imagine.
Especially when you don't get much electricity.
Ooh. Oh,
so
my goodness.
There's no enjoying air conditioning, you know. It's just you wake up hot, go through the whole day hot, and you go to bed hot.
I'd have a hard time sleeping.
The good thing is they have a great radio station to listen to. 4VEH is celebrating 75 years. That is so exciting. Tell us a little bit more about VEH.
Yeah, so 4VEH is the evangelistic voice of Haiti. So the VEH of the name 4VEH stands for La Voix Evangélique d'Haïti. And it was founded in 1950 by an American missionary who felt called to the Caribbean and specifically to Haiti to start this ministry to preach the gospel from Haiti. And it originally started and was broadcasting to Latin America in Spanish and to North America in English and then to the people of Haiti in French and Haitian Creole. And later just concentrated on the people of Haiti in Haitian Creole and French, knowing that there were other ministries by that point who had started doing more broadcasting to Latin America and to North America as well. So we just came back 3 weeks ago from Cap Haitian, from where our ministry is based, and we were able to celebrate what God has done through 75 years.
That sounds so fantastic. What do people hear? If you turn on 4VEH in Haiti, what do you hear?
So if you turn on as soon as you wake up, which is what a lot of our listeners will do, they'll say, you know, the minute their eyes are open, they're turning on the radio to wake up with 4VEH. And they'll hear a morning devotional program. And they will then hear international news, soccer results from some of the international as well as Haiti soccer teams. They will hear Bible teaching and reading programs. So my husband Storley reads the Bible in Haitian Creole every day, which is one of the main ways that people in Haiti know what the Bible says. They may not have a Bible themselves, they may not be able to read, but they can listen to 4VEH and hear the Bible being read to them. So then we have music and teaching programs, things like farming advice, health advice, family counseling, which is like how from a Christian perspective do you raise your kids? How do you respond when you have an argument with your spouse? You know, things like that for daily living. And then one of our most listened to programs at noon every day is a live prayer show. So that is now not just on the radio, but on our television station, on Facebook and YouTube Live. So that is like a devotional program and then inviting listeners to share prayer requests and then going before the Lord together to pray for all of those requests. So that's just from the 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. slot.
Yeah, sure.
Oh my goodness.
More with Kate Michelle from 4VEH, the evangelistic voice of Haiti, is coming up here in just a couple of minutes on Your Bridge FM.
This is Your Bridge FM with Keith Maddox and Sheila Tomac in the morning. And now we continue with Kate Michelle with 4VEH.
Wow. So it's a little bit of everything, really. And yeah, and you hit everything from preaching and teaching to stuff for life and education and then music and the whole nine. What would you say is maybe one of your biggest challenges with 4VEH that maybe we could help with?
Two right now. One that we always have a challenge with is equipment. Now, you guys know the pieces of equipment it takes to, you know, to get these programs from a computer and a microphone into the ears of people who may be listening at home or in their cars. And so that has always been a challenge in Haiti and still is right now. And I think of there's one piece of equipment that we have been trying to get fixed. The expertise on this equipment is not available in Haiti. So we're doing troubleshooting with experts in the States, but it's taken months and months to get this piece of equipment fixed. And so that affects how people at home are able to watch the programs or listen to the programs. So prayer for this piece of equipment would be awesome, just to, you know, that God can open the doors, can get the problem fixed. It's not like our team can pop down to, you know, Lowe's or, you know, Best Buy or the nearest equipment store. It's a boat ride or a plane ride away to get these things fixed. So that's always a real challenge. And then the political situation in Haiti is just extremely challenging. Over the last few years, there's been an increase in gang violence, especially in Port-au-Prince. And that has, directly affected a ton of people, with, I think, up to 1 million people who have now left their homes, kind of fleeing that violence.
Oh, wow.
And going into other areas of Haiti. And then kind of indirectly, that affects the costs of everything. So inflation at the moment in Haiti is 25%. And it's about 2% in the U.S. So just to give you a little comparison there.
Wow.
Yes. It's been
so
up.
If we think it's bad here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been up to 49% at some point in the last 3 years. So that means, you know, whatever little you're earning is only buying like half of the food stuff that you need for the day. And that's how people live, is whatever they earn, they basically are living day to day survival. So the equipment challenges for 4VEH, the environment that Haiti is in, and what that means for people in general, but also what that means for the ministry, and just the costs of doing ministry have gone up.
Well, if somebody wants to find out more information about 4VEH, how do they do that?
Yeah, best place to go is our website. So the address for that is 4VEH.org and /EN. There is a button too. If you end up on the site and you're not quite sure where to go, there's a button that says English. Click on that button and you will get to the information for friends and supporters who want to know more about the ministry and how they can get involved.
Now, what is it? What is it normally in? Is it in French then, or is it in
the website?
Yeah.
Is normally, so it's always a
just
mix.
Curious. Yeah.
It's always a mix of French and Haitian Creole.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. But yeah, just click that English button and you'll be fine on that. Well, Kate Michelle from 4VEH, thank you so much for sharing about 4VEH and the 75th anniversary and how we can help.
Thank you so much.